I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today. For more information about any of these articles and additional campus events, check out Truman Today online at http://trumantoday.truman.edu. The Truman Board of Governors installed new officers during the February 2nd meeting that took place on campus. Mark Wassinger of Hannibal, Missouri, is the chair of the Truman Board of Governors. Cheryl Cassette of Columbia, Missouri, is serving as the vice president, and Matt Potter of St. Louis is serving as secretary. The board also welcomed John Hilton as the newly appointed out-of-state representative to the board. Hilton succeeds Matthew Barnes, who served on the board for 6 years. The board also received updates from various departments across campus, including the University Career Center, Advancement, Finance, and Facilities. The Peking Acrobats, a troop of China's most gifted tumblers, contortionists, jugglers, cyclists, and gymnasts, complemented by live musicians playing traditional Chinese instruments, will bring their 2,000-year-old tradition of acrobatics at 7:30 p.m. February 16th in Baldwin Auditorium as the next Kohlenberg Lyceum Series performance. Tickets are available beginning February 8th. The university requests that all patrons be seated 5 minutes prior to the performance. The university reserves the right to fill all seats, reserved and general admission, 5 minutes before the time of the performance stated on the ticket. No refunds will be given. Members of Truman Forensic Union posted a strong showing in multiple divisions at Webster University's Gorlock Gala, January 25th through the 27th, including tournament championships in two divisions and a strong finish in the third. The Spring 2008 Faculty Forum will present Warren Gooch, professor of music, in an evening titled How Do You Get Your Ideas? A Composer Talks About His Music. Gooch will present at 7:30 p.m. February 18th in Ophelia Parish Performance Hall. Gooch will briefly discuss the creative process as it applies to specific original musical works. The session will include performances of the musical works under discussion. Faculty, students, staff, and community members are all invited to attend. The Student Ambassadors are a group of approximately 150 students whose goal it is to promote Truman State University to prospective students and their families. Applications are available now for the 2008-2009 academic year and can be picked up in the admissions office, McLean Hall 205, or downloaded at http://admissions.truman.edu/ambassadors.asp. Completed applications must be turned in no later than February 15th at 5 p.m. Truman may nominate up to 6 students for the nationally competitive Morris K. Udall Scholarship. The campus deadline for applications is February 13th. Students may contact Maria C. DiStefano at mdistefa@truman.edu with questions. Complete information available at http://www.udall.gov. This February 8th is the deadline for project submissions for the 4th annual True Tech Challenge, a juried competition of projects that use technology to achieve some learning outcome. Students, faculty, staff, and student organizations are invited to submit projects to the challenge. Submitters will be asked to present their projects at Truman's Technology Fair during the University Conference, February 20th. Prizes will be awarded to the top projects. Chris McKim returned to Truman on January 14th as a Grants and Compliance Specialist in the Center for Teaching and Learning. In her position of Grants and Compliance Specialist, McKim will be overseeing Truman's Institutional Review Board, or IRB, which reviews research projects with human subjects. She will also be assisting with those who have received grants by making sure that they know the post-award requirements and are able to complete them. For more information about any of these articles and additional campus events, check out Truman Today online at http://trumantoday.truman.edu. Once again, I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today.